Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl, explore your world, live it fast, and make it last.
From City Center at White Plains, Westchester Talk Radio presents Fran's World. This is Jim Cleefield speaking. Fran's World brought to you by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. This is Jim Cleefield speaking, and now the show starring the woman who really loves to talk. She lives in her world, and we're welcome to it. It's Fran's World, and now here's your host, Fran Capo.
Thank you, Jim. Hey, here we are in City Center. Woo! Oh, well, hey, guys. Well, Jim, you know, since I saw you last, because, you know, I only do the show right now once a month, it was my one-year anniversary. We actually went back to Mohonk, where the scene of the crime happened originally, and my husband put on a little weight. We did this thing called the lemon squeeze, and he literally got stuck in between the rocks. I'm like, don't make me come back here next year to get you out, right? And in between that, I did my comedy shows, and I had one show where we actually took the proceeds of Hopeville, and we donated them to the hurricane victims and to all the people that were having problems all over, you know, in Puerto Rico and, you know, Texas. So that was really good. And then we also raised money for a charity for Take Me Home Rescue Animals. So it was a fun-packed, filled week. And I am so excited because we have such a great show lined up today. I'm going to introduce you to a woman who had a dream one night and she made it into an award-winning TV show and where she had the likes of Jay Leno. Then I'm going to tell you an incredible story of a veteran, a hero, a cop, and how he turned all that into a haunted house. Then you ever wonder how to get a sense of deep, peaceful meditation? Well, we have one of our guests has a machine that was started because someone had a near-death experience, and she's going to explain how that works. And then we have a serial entrepreneur who took her knowledge on the road and created a best-selling book called The Daily Drive. And then we have a healer whose family has been in business, I guess you could call it, for 150 years, and he took Einstein's theory with the quantum light, and he'll explain that all coming up on Fran's World. But first, my first guest is sitting right next to me now that he moved smoothly in, and his name is Rocky Consigliere. Did I get that right? I'm Italian. I want to make sure I pronounced it right. Did I pronounce it right?
Yes, Fran, that's right.
Okay, good. There you go. There's a vowel at the end. Okay. And he's been a Harrison police officer for 3 years. He's also a veteran who served in the Marines from 2007 to 2011. He was deployed to Afghanistan from April to November of 2011. During that time, he was struck by 6 IEDs in his patrol car, causing several concussions throughout the deployment. On May 13th of that year, his friend Josh Hodling stepped on an IED in Afghanistan, and as a result of the blast, Josh became a double amputee, unfortunately losing both of his legs. 2 years after Rocky's return to the U.S., he decided to help his fellow veterans by building a haunted house in his front yard called Nightmare on Webster, where 100% of the proceeds go to helping wounded veterans like his friend Josh, whose lives are forever changed and taking risks of our freedom. And so now I'm here to tell you all about this. And first of all, I want to thank you. You obviously spend your life helping people you don't know. You know, you go out there, you're like, I'm a police officer. I don't know who you are. You're fighting with your wife. I'm going to come there. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help save the country. I'm going to go there. And you're constantly thinking of other people before you're thinking of yourself. And so myself, the guests, and everybody listening, I'm sure, really just wants to thank you for your service. So there you go. And he paid me $150 to say that. No, I'm not kidding. You know, I totally, totally love what you're doing. So now, Rocky, how did you, after coming back from the service, 2 years later, you come up with this idea to do a haunted house?
Oh, Fran, just wanted, before I begin, just thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Well, the idea came up to me and my family. We're very big on Halloween. When I was a kid, there was a house down the street that did like a little haunted house before you went and got the trick-or-treat candy. So my first year, we did it on our front porch. And people would come up to us and be like, oh, how much is it to go through the haunted house? I said, it's free. And then it clicked to me the next year, you know what, let's see if we could maybe raise some money for my friend Josh and other friends that I have that have been injured during the war. And that's how the idea started.
Well, now I heard actually that you and your dad actually build the house.
Yes, my dad's in the home improvement business. And he's been in it for over 25 years. And we actually build everything right in our front yard from scratch. We go to Home Depot, we get all the building supplies, and we build everything, me and my entire family.
Every year you built it from scratch?
Every year, yes, every year.
Okay, so somebody out there has to have a storage space where he could donate this, not donate, where he could store this house so he doesn't have to build it from scratch every year? I mean, that would be a lot easier than every year going, Dad, are you ready? Yeah, let's build it again.
No, that is our biggest challenge every year, especially every year we are getting bigger and bigger. Storing the stuff and all the electronics and all the wood and supplies, but it's a lot of fun. It's a good family event. We butt heads doing it, but
I can imagine. Maybe we need a reality show of you building the haunted house, because I know it started out 100 square feet and now it's like 3,750 feet big, which is pretty huge. And I know that cost you like $10,000 to $15,000 to build this house, right?
Yes, this year was our biggest so far, and you know, next year we're just looking to get bigger and bigger. But this year we went over like about $10,000.
So people, you need to come. Now the thing is, you don't charge for people to come in, but they can donate, and all the money, 100% of the proceeds, go to helping Josh. And this year it's also somebody else too, right?
Yes, it's for Josh, and it's also for another friend of mine, William Stickney. I actually served with him, and during our deployment, he was injured, and so this year we're going to be splitting the profits 50-50.
Oh, see, that's a 50-50 amongst those people. See, again, you're doing something selfless. You're paying the money to build this thing, and, you know, you served. You're giving the money to them. What was his reaction the first time you did he know you were donating money to him?
Josh, it was a funny reaction. Josh, all the stories I heard when he woke up after his injuries, because he didn't really understand what happened until after he woke up in the hospital. And he never, you know, shed a tear or anything. He understood what happened after his parents told him what happened.
He woke up and then he found out that he had lost his legs and
Correct.
Everything. So he did not even know that any of this went on. Wow.
But when I called Josh that first year, I didn't even tell him that I was doing it, because I know he would tell me, no, I don't want to do it.
Right. Yeah.
He started crying on the phone. That was a great.
Because you live here.
Yes.
In where do you live?
Harrison.
Harrison, which is where the haunted house is.
Correct.
And he lives where?
California.
Okay, so he's out in California. So you call him up on the phone and you say, listen, in your honor, I have a lot of zombies running around and, you know, some ghosts, and we're raising money for you. Yes. And so that was pretty neat. And the fact, obviously, that he cried meant that you really, really touched him. So let me just ask you. So in this haunted house, I hear that you have a zombie graveyard, a psycho ward, a corn maze. So it sounds like you're doing it. I mean, it's like pretty scary.
Yeah, people, when they first show up, you know, they figure, you know, it's just a simple yard haunt. And I tell you, by the end, when they're coming out of that last room, they're screaming their heads off and running out into the street.
See, now, because I was always doing stand-up, you know, because I'm a comic performing on the weekends, I was never able to make it to the event. I did donate, and by the way, this is for you, just in case, because I'm performing. My husband and I, Steve and Spencer, wanted to make sure that we donated to the cause. And I know that my stepdaughter, Jamie, is part of the actors, because you have actors, obviously, jumping out at people, and they don't get paid. They're also doing it for the good of, you know, what you're doing, and she loves doing it. She always says, oh, my gosh, you got to come. It's so fun. So I'm going to try in between shows this week to come. Now you've been doing it in the past only on Halloween weekend, but this year you did it all through October. What dates are left for people to come to see the house?
The dates left are today, Friday the 27th, Saturday the 28th.
And what times? What times?
We start from 7 to 10. This year we had a lot of feedback from parents saying that it was too scary for the kids, so we offer two additional options for people who think it might be a little too scary. If you like, just go through the haunt with all the lights on. We start at 6:30. We'll do a walkthrough tour. And that's just to see all the sets. Our actors will be in their rooms. You get to meet the actors.
Oh, so it's like a behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's behind the scenes. Yeah.
Oh, this is, I'm serious. You need a reality show. That's what you're doing here. Okay, so you're doing behind the scenes for the little kids, and you're going, look, it's makeup. You don't, you know, you don't have to worry about it. And then for the adults, you go, all right, get your big girl pants on. Now walk through the thing. And I don't want to hear no screaming. Although people scream sometimes. My mother was the type that would scream before she went on the roller coaster. I'm like, Ma, it didn't even start yet. And she's like, yeah, but I know it's going to be scary. So I have a feeling my mother would have been screaming beforehand. But you have people coming out, like, chasing people and stuff?
Yes. Yeah, we have live actors. Our actors are absolutely terrific, and they do volunteer their time, so we greatly appreciate it. But everybody loves doing it every year.
And the way that it's been spread is through word of mouth, right?
Correct. And we also have the website this year that we created.
Now, see, if for somebody listening, because obviously this show, you know, right now we're airing live on Facebook, but it you know, it's going to be replayed as a podcast. But if anybody wants to donate, they don't have to physically go there. Where could they donate to?
You could visit our website, www.nightmareandwebster.com, and at the top of the homepage is a link you could click. It's a GoFundMe page where we are where you could donate.
Great. So just again, so in case you didn't get it, it's called Nightmare on Webster. It's at 86 Webster Avenue in Harrison. You can go tonight, 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th from 7 to 10 p.m. or for the wimps or small kids, you can go early. And then on Halloween, October 31st, you can go 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. And that's the night of Halloween when you could come dressed up. But don't scare the actor because I'm giving them permission to punch you back if you try to do something to them. All right. So.
And also on Halloween night, we have the street closed and we have a live fire performer and a live band that night. So it's a good night to come.
So Halloween, you already got your plans now. You'll be doing something good, paying tribute to a police officer, to a veteran, to donating to other veterans. Plus, you'll be celebrating Halloween. It's a win-win all around. Rocky, thank you once again for your service, and thank you so much. And Nightmare on Webster, folks, check it out. Nightmare on Webster.com, and you can see all about it. And that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Fran.
I know you got to get dressed up. You got to go now do your police thing. And and then afterwards, you got to go scare the people. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming out.
Thank you, Fran, for having us. Thank you.
Thank you.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental 777-1930 and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl, explore your world.
And well, welcome back to Fran's World, Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains. I'm your host, Fran Kaplan, and this is Fran's World, a show about humor, health, happiness, and living your dreams. The show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point, Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app at iTunes at Westchester Talk. You could also like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio. Follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark. And on my Instagram, The Real Fran Capo or Fran's World TV. Also on Facebook, I always list all my upcoming comedy shows under Fran Capo. And this week, I'll be out in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, for those people listening in PA, performing at the Comedy Cabaret at Poco's. So my next guest, I have known for many years, and he has helped me tremendously. His name is Ken Kobayashi. He is a master healer, maintains a thriving practice in New York City. His knowledge derives from part of his family heritage because the Kobayashi family has been well-known healers in Japan for over 350 years. And Ken learned hands-on from his dad, being in the clinic and out in the room. And from what he told me, he was at a very young age, and he started to help people while his dad was inside. They're probably looking at this little kid going, what is this kid doing? Ken not only heals, though, but he teaches healing, and he has seven elements to his healing that he does. It's called Shinsu Reiki, the healing power of nature, organic yakunze, I'm probably pronouncing this wrong, sorry, Ken, which is a wellness diet, herbal tea preparation, which really, really works, but it doesn't taste so good, but it really, really works. Do-in-ko exercise, he'll explain better, rejuvenation, and the way of the life path. Now, the thing with Ken is he believes that anyone can acquire these knowledges, so he not only does it, he also teaches it to people on how to heal themselves. But today, after we go through a little of his background, we're going to focus on a new technique that he has called quantum light. But let's start by introducing Ken. Welcome to Fran's World.
Thank you.
And Ken has a lot of energy like me. Every time that we're doing something, we both say we're 37 to 97 and sticking to it. So, Ken, you believe that everyone has healing power.
Yes.
Explain how you help people to develop their healing power.
Okay. We are mostly thinking body, right? But
body.
We never think about, mostly not think about the cell. 60 billion cell making a body. But who gonna make a cell is quantum. The 100 millions, 1 millimeter, tiny article, the seed, like that one is millions time work on, develop on, and then making a 60 billion cell.
So you're talking about the actual cells in the human body, how we have so many cells, but you sometimes the cells get damaged and you need to rejuvenate
them. Right.
And so you have this thing called quantum light. And now for those people who may not, and I think Ken, you're the one who told me this. So when you think back in 1905, Einstein created the quantum theory of light.
Yes.
And it's the idea that light exists as tiny packets of particles that he calls photons.
Mm-hmm.
Later in 1905, he had an extension to the relativity in which Einstein proved that energy and matter are linked in the famous relationship of E equals MC squared. You use that theory of the quantum light to heal people.
Yes.
And so explain how using the quantum light that Einstein, you know, uncovered, you can use that to heal people's cells.
Okay, yes. I told you that the cell comes from a quantum. We can't see it, we don't feel, we don't touch it. But small, tiny one has a consciousness. And then they, if adjusting consciousness or love or heart, is they back to the originally normal from heaven, I mean, you know, universe.
From where you're born, soul.
Yeah, yes. That's right. They connect to the universe, and then the quantum seed going to be getting stronger, stronger, stronger. At the same time, we don't see, they're going to make a new cell.
Because it regenerates the cell. The quantum light regenerates it at the proton level, which is part of the, you know, the cell is divided into the nucleus, the proton, the electrons.
Yes.
And this is aiming, and light, this has been proven. This is not some made-up thing. This has been proven that the light will actually help heal the cell.
Yep, that's true. For example, you go hospital, even though you feel good, feel like feel down, right? If you springtime see the sunshine, feel like a wow, beautiful day. That all is wave.
Because the sunlight actually creates proton waves, and it gives it to you, and it comes out in all directions. So that is why you're saying if you go outside, the sun, you know, gives you that positive feeling.
Yes. But if you stay at the hospital, different story, right?
Right.
Kind of a down. You know, that's a wave is slow and dark and cold. That's our mind going down. That's we need to give them rock and roll song or dancing, you know, the flowers, you know, the maybe tiny cookies.
All things that make you happy.
Yeah,
right,
that's right.
Because that produces it. Now, you started healing people at what age?
1 year, 2 months.
1 year and 2 months.
Yes.
Now, people could be like, how is that possible? But you have to understand that Ken grew up in this environment. His family has been in this, in doing healing for 350 years. Now, I've personally gone to Ken, and just recently, a week ago, my shoulder, I was going to physical therapy, and I couldn't get my shoulder. I have a torn labrum, and, you know, the physical therapy's helping and everything, but I was still in pain. I was like, Ken, I need to come to you. So I went, and he does acupuncture.
Yeah.
He also did acupuncture, which for some people, if they don't know, please explain the meridian lines of acupuncture, too.
Yeah, okay. The all, you know, our body is like a stream, you know, head to the feet, all like a blood line or a nerve line, you know, the every single line there, like a station. And then station, each station, you know, until ending, right?
Like that, a train station.
That
you're stopping at the head, you're stopping at the arm.
That's what we call a train road is a meridian. And the spot is what we call a tsubo, vital point. You know, putting a needle or a finger or a heat or something, or a stone, rejuvenating at the spot, and they're going to be what they have to do.
So the needles actually go into the point that creates the spark, so it actually starts it activating again.
Yeah. I using you know the acupuncturist, you know, I am like a needle artist, like putting information to the body, and then acupuncturist put in the needle. Okay, that one system, because I have my power, that the acupuncturist their own power, we harmony well, and then all body communication they make a perfect. The body knows how to work it.
So basically, now Ken, when you go to him, it's not like a Western doctor. So you're not getting a stethoscope, you know, I would say that word wrong, stethoscope on your body. He reads your pulse, which is similar to Ayurvedic medicine does that too. He reads your pulse, and then our bodies tell him what needs to be healed. He facilitates it with your energy and his energy together. So, also, I just wanted to mention, so he does the acupuncture, depending on what your body says it needs, is what he does at his center. But also, Ken, you've had a dream since you were a little kid that you wanted to build a self-healing sanctuary in the Catskills.
Yes.
And tell us, we have a few seconds to wrap up, just tell us what you want from this sanctuary, what you're hoping.
Okay, so somebody divorced, somebody the cancer, somebody broke down the business, you know, we don't know a way out. But if you come to the center, it's all free mind, you know, many, many things you can do yourself. You learn yourself, and then learning, you catch how to cure yourself, self-healing.
So, and Ken does workshops during the summer and during the year, but if you go to his website, Ken, what's your website? It's Ken's Haven, heaven, K-E-N-S, and then the word heaven, H-E-A-V-E-N, at gmail.com. You go to kensheaven.com, and you can find out all about Ken, all about the different things he does. But I'm telling you, if you are in pain, if you're having any kind of issue and you feel that you just don't know what to do, try going to Ken, because I'm telling you, he's helped my son, myself, my husband. So many people I've sent to them when they wait to the last minute and like, oh, I've tried everything. Instead of waiting to try everything, go to Ken.
All right.
Do it in the beginning.
All right.
So they don't have to suffer for years and years and years.
Yes.
Anyway, Ken, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay, and you know I'll see you again.
All right.
Check out his website, kensheaven.com.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment with more fascinating guests on Fran's World.
So you want tickets to Hamilton? I know. Who doesn't? Well, the New York Post says the next best thing to seeing Hamilton, and for a tenth of the cost, is Spamilton. Yes, Spamilton. The hit off-Broadway musical spoof from the writer and creator of the legendary Forbidden Broadway. The New York Times raves, Spamilton is smart, silly, and convulsively funny. It's now in its second smash year, and right now is your shot to get tickets from only $25. So visit Spamilton.com today.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, short or long-term care, and much more. The services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl. Explore your world. Live it fast. And make it last.
And we're back. You're listening to Fran's World on Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains. So if you're out here shopping, you can stop by, say hello, see the guests live. And you know the show is all about humor, happiness, health, and living your dreams. The show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app at iTunes at Westchester Talk. You can also like us on Facebook. Please like us on Facebook. Then everybody gets to learn about us, okay? Just don't look at the word like. Press the button. And at Westchester Talk Radio. And follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark. And, of course, on Instagram, the real Fran Capo. Don't go to that fake Fran Capo lady. I don't know who she is, okay? And also on Facebook, I always list all my upcoming comedy shows. And like I said, I have an upcoming comedy show on this Saturday. I'm in, where am I this Saturday? This Saturday I am in Pennsylvania, and November 25th, I am local for the people here in New York at Taramina Restaurant, and that's Saturday, November 25th. It's right in Peekskill, so you come on down. I produce the show. We get to do more shows. You know the deal, people. You gotta, you know, you want to laugh, you want to have a happy life, you come to the comedy show. All right, so now I have another fascinating guest here. My next guest is a motivational speaker, business strategist, talk show creator, author, creative catalyst, and serial entrepreneur. For over 25 years, she also teaches people how to evaluate business plans, start new ventures, and stay in business. She has both a TV show and a podcast called My Daily Drive, of which I was a guest on, and a best-selling book called My Daily Drive, an agenda for your mind, body, spirit, and lifestyle. Please welcome Denise DiGriglio. DiGriglio, right?
Very good.
Okay. You know, you would never think I'm Italian with the way I can't pronounce these names. That's why I don't like, garlic and onions. It makes it, maybe I'm not really Italian. I got to do that 23andMe.
I think you are.
All right. I think I am, right? Capo, last name. All right. So I met you through our mutual friend, Pat Queso.
Love Pat Queso.
She's fantastic.
Love Pat Queso.
Pat used to be the producer on the Today Show.
Right.
And I was honored to be on your motivational show. She's like, you got to meet Denise. You got to meet Denise. I didn't meet Denise. I talked to her. Oh, we're having a little bit of a... Oh, okay. I can no longer hear myself, but okay, there we go. Okay. All right, well, as long as you people can hear me, I don't need to hear myself. I know who I am. I know when I'm talking. All right.
I can hear you.
Okay, you can
You're
hear
good.
Me. There we go. All right, good. We're good. We're good. Don't touch that, man. Okay, no. All right. Anyway, so I'm honored to have you here. And the first thing that I love is that we both connected because besides being, you know, out there trying to motivate people, we're both very spiritual.
That's true.
And we both talked about our connection about loving Mother Mary. And not everybody goes around saying, I love Mother Mary. Do you love Mother Mary? Mary did. People are always so scared to say, oh, I'm spiritual, because people will start thinking, oh my gosh, they're going to sell me a Bible. It has nothing to do with that. It just has to do that you're really happy and you believe in a universe and another, you know, a further being. So first explain to people, because when I read it, what is a serial entrepreneur?
Well, you know, I'm really a creative catalyst and I grew up in family business and I've always been more or less in my own business. And I've kind of let the journey flow and made the best of what's coming my way and followed my true passion. So I've owned everything from a restaurant to rental properties to a fine art services organization with my husband to, oh gosh, I could go on, cycling clothes, a gallery,
wow.
On
so,
and on.
So basically, anything that you loved, you turned into a business, and
right.
Then you're able to teach other people.
Well, chance favors the prepared mind, like my mother would say, you know, the necessity, invention, Mother Nature, you know, invents what you need, and you need to follow that journey. So about 3 years ago, I wrote this book, My Daily Drive, and that's been my passion project and my livelihood since then.
Well, then let's jump right into that. So explain to people what the Daily Drive is. Now, I know you do a talk by that same name.
Right.
Okay. So explain why you call it the Daily Drive, because I think it's really cool how you break it into 9 minutes a day, and everybody has 9 minutes a day to move their life forward.
I say, yeah, 9 minutes a day is less than placing an order on Crate and Barrel or looking up your old boyfriend on Facebook, right? Everybody's got 9 minutes a day they can find.
That's right. And nine minutes for me is like, you know, an hour and a half. So,
It's based on, you know, if we steer our thoughts, we'll ultimately steer our actions. It's an active meditation practice that leads you to how you feel your mind, your body, your spirit creates the lifestyle you live. I always say there's one steering wheel in a car for a reason. Can you imagine if there were two, we'd all be nuts.
Right.
So it's a motivational way to move yourself forward that's self-guided. You're the most powerful person in your life and it's your journey. You're in charge of it. And that's where the serial entrepreneur comes in. You know, if you see something in front of you that you want to, it's just like raising a family, leading an organization, championing a cause. That's the serialness. It's the motivation that keeps you going. But we all have off days. We all have days where we can't find where we're going. So when we motivate ourselves, well, my grandmother used to say, you can't be a success until you make other people a success. So it's
right.
about fueling your passion and moving others along. But it's a tactical experience because the second greatest thing to your noggin is your hands. And as a former artist or trained in the arts, I know that that connection is very, very, it's very, very quantum. It's very, very quantum.
As
and
our
it's all connection.
Guest said.
Yeah, it's very, very quantum. So I'm sorry I kind of got off the topic there.
No, that's fine. But I like because in the book and what you're saying about moving forward, but when you think of a car, the windshield of a car is big because that's where you're supposed to be focusing, going ahead. The rearview mirror is just there that you can look in the mirror and go, okay, there's things in the past. But
right.
you don't hang on to what's in the past. Otherwise, you can't move forward. And if you're looking in the rearview mirror all the time, you can have an accident. You're never going to get to go where you're going.
Wow, I can tell you really read the book. Thank you.
Yeah, see, exactly. You didn't just send it to me and I went, oh, let me look at the cover and see what she wrote. I actually read your book. Okay. But now you focus on change makers that make positive differences in the world on your show. So how do you find your guests?
Well, great people like Pat Kinsale brought you to me. And I'm out in the world a lot because of my experience as an entrepreneur. And certainly people that enjoy the show or enjoy the book refer people. I look for celebrities, but I look for regular Joes like you and I. I look for change makers, authors, good doctors.
Wait a second. You and I are not regular Joes. None of these people are regular Joes. No,
well,
I'm teasing.
They start as regular Joes, and then they fuel their passion, right?
Right.
And then they're so zesty about what they do, they move forward. So I look for anybody that can share their trials, tribulations, or their moxie, and someone else on the show could say, wow, you know what? I could see myself doing that, or maybe I should try something different, or maybe I should move forward in this or that way.
And I love that too, moxie, because I mean that's what it is. For, you know, it's like the motivation. Now you talk, and a lot of people these days are talking about mindfulness, but not everybody understands what what mindfulness is, you know, about being in the here and now. And you concentrate on that a lot in the book.
Yeah.
Because your book talks about reducing stress and the mindfulness. So please explain to people what you would consider mindfulness.
Well, you know, there's a gentleman from UMass that really started the mindfulness movement back in the 70s. And I'm not going to say his name correctly, but...
I've been messing up people's names all day.
But
yeah.
The mindfulness movement today is just press the pause, right? We've got to stop. We've got to be in the moment. There was in the 80s, we were multitaskers. Now there's a movement to do one thing at a time, be in the present moment, center your thoughts. It's the old adage, you know, today is the present. You know, yesterday's the past. That's why we call the present a gift.
Right.
If we can't stop and slow down and really check in with ourselves, we become the hamster on the hamster wheel. We start shoulding on ourselves. I should do this. I should do that. And that lives outside of mindfulness, and that's where it creates the stress. So the 9 minute a day practice is, because I'm an A-type personality. I don't know if you could tell.
No.
But so I need to slow it down, and I need to check in with what's my values. Mindfulness is, you know, tasting the food before you just chomp it down. Mindfulness is observing the person, enjoying the conversation. It's a little bit of gratitude, but it's really that pause. It's being, well, it's that 360 Google view, but in the moment.
Right, because... Yes, because it's key that you do that, because what happens is so often you're in the moment, you're living the moment, but you're thinking of the next moment.
Right.
That moment passed by, and you don't even get a chance to enjoy it. And then before you know it, it's the end of the week, and you're like, what happened to the week? You didn't stop and smell the roses, as they say. Now, I know you also do a lot of motivational speaking, and you also tell people to do in the I am, because it's very important to be in the present, like I am health, not I will be healthy. I am health, because the other one is
That's saying it hasn't happened
yet. But if you say I am, that means you're acknowledging and you're thanking God already that you've already given me this. But I can see all my guests, I love them so much. They could all be on for an hour, but I only got 10 minutes.
We need an hour.
I know. We need 5 hours. Where's Andrew? Okay, but the point is, everybody here does, has so much to offer. You also do speaking. How can people find out and utilize your skills or listen to your podcast? Because you also have that podcast. Where is the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Well, you can find me at, thank you for asking and having me on the show. I really appreciate it. You can find me at DeniseDiGrigoli.com, and that's spelled DiGrigoli. You can also search me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And you can find me on the HAN Network, the first and...
Say that slow. The what network?
HAN Network, the first and third Tuesday of every month. And you can find my podcast also on iTunes, The Daily Drive with Denise DiGrigoli.
Okay, that's a lot of information. So if people wanted to get you right away, they should go to which one?
Go to www.DeniseDiGrigoli, DiGrigoli. It has all my links. It has my email. If you search around, you even find my cell phone on there.
And if for some reason you can't get the spelling of her name, just Google my daily drive.
And I'll come
she'll
up.
Pop up, and then you'll go, oh, that's the lady we were talking to.
Right.
Anyway, thank you so much. Check out her book. It really helps. It's a guide for everyday life of going through, and it helps you through it. Her show is fun to listen to, up motivating, and thanks, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
Thank you, Fran. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for all that you do for the community. So great to see you in person.
Thank you. You're listening to Fran's World. We'll be right back with more fascinating guests.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl, explore your world, live it fast, and make it last.
And we're back. In case you didn't know or you're just starting to tune in, you're listening to Fran's World, and we're on Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live. But of course, if you're listening, you already know that. And we're live from City Center in White Plains. We have people walking by. There's a guy standing over there. Hi, sir. How are you? Okay, so people are stopping by. Hello. We have all these friendly people. Okay, I'm your host, Fran Capo. This is Fran's World, a show about humor, health, happiness, and living your dreams. Show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, I was about to say because I use them, so I know, and Northeast Environmental. And be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app at iTunes. You may be listening live, but if you listen to it later, then you can share this with all your friends, and that's what we want. We need you to share this at Westchester Talk. You could also like us on Facebook. You could love us on Facebook, like I love my next guest. Not that I didn't love all my guests, but, you know, I know her the longest. And you could also like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark and on my Instagram, The Real Fran Capo or Fran's World TV. And on Facebook, I always list all my upcoming comedy shows and events. And you can find out everything I'm doing. Not everything. I don't tell you every single thing, but most of the things I tell you. But I am ready to introduce my next wonderful guest. My next guest I've known for a while, and we met in a very, very unusual way, but that's because she and I are a lot alike. She's a television producer, CBS talk show host of the award-winning show Live It Up. She's a film and stage actress, voiceover artist, and philanthropist. The United Nations honored Donna Drake with a Global Citizenship Award. She garnered an Entrepreneur of the Year Award for the face-to-face competition for British Airways and the Goddess Animus Award from the European American Women's Council. I met her when we both cast as voiceover artists on a TV project. Please welcome Donna Drake.
Woo! Yay, thanks everybody. Hello, 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 hello up there. Wow, you got a lot of people listening in from like
all the different levels.
Hello, okay. Hello, hello.
We're gonna get someone skydiving in. That would be my type of thing. So now, the way that Donna and I met, well, Donna, you tell them how we met.
We met at a movie theater, Cinema Arts Center in Huntington, and we were going to see somebody speak, somebody famous.
Yeah,
and at the end, you said, can I give you my headshot? And the guy's like, absolutely. And you're like, I'm Fran Capo, Guinness Book of World Records, fastest talking female, blah, 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 blah. And I knew your name because we had just got cast, as you said, in the same kind of TV series to do voiceovers.
It was quite too
and
voiceover.
I stood up. I said, Fran Capo, I'm Donna Drake. I'll meet you at the popcorn
now
after.
You got to understand, there were like 300 people in the audience. The guy's over there speaking. I'm like, can I give you my resume? And then she stands up. Meanwhile, the whole audience is going, these two people, what are they doing? It was like a scene out of a movie. And then we just like start talking to each other. I'm like, we'll meet you afterwards. Yeah, we'll meet you afterwards. So then we became friends, and then we did the Emmy Award thing together. But Donna,
yes.
Give people a quick overview how a girl from St. Louis comes to New York in 1994, gets employed at WLNY New York, and leads you to where you are now. Tell them your mindset.
My mindset. In second grade, I was bullied. So I wasn't feeling so good about myself, and I decided, you know what, someday I'm going to be famous because you're going to wish you were nicer to me once I am. And I had a music teacher named Mrs. Binger, and we were singing a music class when music came to your classroom. And I was in the second row, fourth seat back. And she says to me, she says, you have a beautiful singing voice. And I said, thank you, Mrs. Binger. I'm going to be famous. So it was always, I guess I was always on the path. But somewhere along the line in December of 2008, I had a dream, a literal dream, Fran, that I dreamt in color. I wrote down everything that I could remember, and it was really my television show. And now it's not about being famous. Now it's about having a platform so that I can tell good stories. So it's interesting, but who I am now is who I thought I was going to be when I was in second grade, and it just, like, the timeline of my life has caught up to me.
You know, the interesting thing about that is you don't realize what you did back then, because there was not necessarily a name that people called it. It was almost like visualizing. You pictured then, you put that thought out to the universe, and you just, you know, kept living your life, not realizing that you had created that seed way back then. And now that you have the show, you're like, Well, in second grade, I said that I was going to be famous. Never every day saying, I'm going to be famous, I'm going to be famous, I'm going to be famous. But then it became. And let me tell you, she's one of the hardest working women, because every time I'm calling, Franny, I'm running here, Franny, I'm running there. She actually called me when I was in Antarctica and said, Fran, do you want to co-host the TV show with me? And I was like, what are you talking about? I had a dream. You could be on the show. You could be the, at that point I was co-hosting, but you know, you could be a venture correspondent. I'm like, okay. Okay, I'm looking at penguins right now, but we'll figure it out later. And
so and also near the Drake Crossing, too. Wasn't that the same trip?
That was, yes. I was literally on the Drake Crossing when she done it. And, of course, Donna Drake, so that all fits in. But we believe in that because her mother sends her yellow roses. My mother, both our moms have passed, sends me red roses. Now, let's talk about some of the voiceover work, just so people know that they've heard you. Some of your voiceover work you've done is for many people starting out, like our good friend when you were starting. Yeah, like our good friend, fitness celebrity John Baistow.
Oh, yeah. Call now. You can get two videos for the price of one from fitness celebrity John Baistow. I actually woke myself up once. I was watching HGTV at night, like 2 in the morning. And all of a sudden, I woke up, and I was like me talking to myself, you know? Like, I heard the commercial on the air, and I was like, that's weird. But, yeah, I've done that. I've done a lot for many different retailers, you know? Call now, and, like, it's just fun.
So you've heard her voice all over the place. The other thing that people don't know about Donna, she's also, besides being a great singer, she's also an artist. So at one point you were doing people's houses, actually painting, you know, doing a sketch that people could hang up on their wall of their houses. And now you have your TV show called Live It Up.
Yes.
Because you, like all my guests on my show, have an enthusiasm for life. And so explain the, what the premise of Live It Up is.
So Live It Up is about celebrating the essence of life. So I interview celebrities, businesses, and nonprofit organizations, and it's all good news. And the reason that I called it Live It Up is that my spouse, who had passed away in 2004, wrote a song, Life Is Only What You Make of It. And so Live It Up is short for the song that Tom wrote.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's how I got the title. And it is. It's just people from all different walks of life. And even if they're a celebrity, it's not about them being famous. It's now that you're famous, how are you helping the rest of the world? What's your give back? Like Gloria Gaynor, her big thing is advocacy for literacy. So I kind of do those types of portraits of people. And
right.
I think right now people really need good news. So
they
started this 9 years ago, Fran. I've interviewed over 4,000 people. But the constant theme has always been finding the essence of life and celebrating that.
And you do that and you go all around. I mean, I've seen you, you know, travel all around interviewing people. And not only that, I mean, when you started out, it started by doing local people. But then you've interviewed celebrities like Jay Leno.
Howie Mandel. Norman Lear, Mel Brooks, Evander Holyfield, Charlie Daniels. Charlie Daniels has a new book out, which is really kind of cool. But I've interviewed, I guess, close to 100, like, A-list celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Tyson, Mike Strahan. The list goes on and on. Tony Bennett. Sometimes, Franny, I'm even surprised. I'm like, oh, I did interview Tony Bennett, didn't I? Yeah,
yeah,
it's kind of funny.
It's so cute because when Donna first started out, I remember her when she had the celebrities on the show. She was like, oh, my God, you know what we're having on today? Now she's like, hey, you know who's on? You know,
yeah, my good buddy.
Yeah, right. My good buddy, Jay Leno. He's here, you know. So the other thing is you have Live It Up inspirational tips for the day. And congratulations, you just did your first TED Talk, which everybody knows is TED Talks are huge. And Donna did one, so I'm very proud of you there. And the other thing, too, is Live It Up, a little known fact, is the first show to ever live stream on Facebook.
Yes,
right.
Doug Stanley, who also did Deadliest Catch, 1 year down at NATBE, which is the television convention that we have out in Miami, Doug said, hey, I'm trying this new product out. We're going to do streaming live on Facebook. We want you to be the guinea pig, I guess. And I said, yes, it was the best yes I've ever said. But yes, it is a little known fact. I was the very first television show to ever stream on Facebook.
See, I mean, that is so cool. I love those type of things. And Donna, so now if somebody wants to watch the television show, where do they go? And somebody wants to be a guest on your show. Okay, somebody wants to be a guest on your show. Tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, they can reach out to me. My personal email address is liveitup liveituptvshow@gmail.com. liveituptvshow@gmail.com. If you want to be a guest or some, you know, you could do info@, but that's my personal email address. And because we're here in westchestertalkradio.com, you can tune in to WLNY-TV, different places. If you're in Manhattan, it's RCN 14, it's WLNY, it's Channel 10, we're on Verizon, we're on Altice, we're everywhere.
So just because her Dish show shoots out of Long Island, but the main thing is for some reason you forget, the place that they would go to is...
They could just go to my YouTube page, Live It Up with Donna Drake. Live It Up with Donna Drake, and we put all of our things on YouTube.
Yeah, so Live It Up with Donna Drake. That's the easiest way. And then from there, you could figure out how to, you know, listen in from wherever you are, whether you're in New York, Pennsylvania, in our hometown, St. Louis, you know, wherever.
Where, London, Rome, Paris.
Yeah, wherever. You could listen and get the good news from Donna. Now, Donna, I do have one thing before we move on. Unfortunately, recently I heard that your house was broken into. And
yes.
So that some of your jewelry was taken. So I wanted to give you a gift. And this, and don't say what it is because I don't want someone breaking into a house again, because then I will come I will be there. And I wanted to give you a little gift just to build that back up. This is from my mommy.
Oh, Franny.
And so I just wanted you to have that.
Tears on the radio don't show, but tears of joy are flowing from my eyes right now. Fran Capo, thank you so very much. That is so kind of you. Wow. I'm like overwhelmed. That's so generous.
No, but
it's heart gifts, you know, and heart gifts really matter to me a lot.
Yeah. And so, you know, from my heart.
Beautiful.
And this is my favorite color.
That's what I was just going to say.
My favorite color, everybody knows, is turquoise. And
these are gorgeous.
And so I made sure that I have the turquoise earrings to give Donna, because then she'll remember it's for me. And my mommy. Okay.
Oh my gosh, Fran. This is great. Thank you so much. And to all the listeners, I really appreciate, you know, you following Fran and following me, because without you, we don't have anything.
Exactly.
So thank you to the audience. You guys are awesome. So.
Well, thank you so much, Donna. Check out Live It Up. You want more positive energy, Donna's got it. And if you want to be a guest on her show, just contact her.
Wow, this is gorgeous. I got rings and everything. Sorry.
I give her rings. I give her bracelets. She's got a whole little store here.
Happy birthday to me.
I just have to give you a guard to hang outside your house. Okay. Thank you so much. We'll be back with more Live It Up. Love you, Donna.
I love you, too. This fits perfect. Look.
Oh, I knew.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl. Explore your world. Live it fast. And make it last.
And welcome back. You're listening to Fran's World, and we're here live at City Center, Westchester Talk Radio Broadcasting. And this is Fran's World, show produced by Sharp Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, JP McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And you know what I'm going to tell you to do? I'm going to tell you to like us on Facebook. I'm going to tell you to follow us on Instagram. Where? You go to iTunes at Westchester. Just to talk, or you go to the real Fran Capo, Fran Capo's TV show, and I always list all the things that I'm doing on Facebook, and you can go to Fran Capo at Facebook.com and see all the places that I'm performing, and I'm not going to continue talking about all that stuff, because we're going to now go to my last guest, but not my least guest one. Oh my gosh, she has got this, all right, let me just read this here. All right, Marina Massett, right? She's a PhD, she's an artist, a scientist, has worked in the fields of wellness, education, and art for over 15 years. She received her master's in art therapy from NYU and was at the faculty at Columbia Medical Center. She has facilitated many international programs, such as Mission Be Mindfulness Education. She does coaching and consulting and holistic philosophy and combines with creative art therapy. Now, she recently began her own company called Lumina New York, aimed at providing a new way working with light. She's only one, the only one in all of New York to have this highly sought after Lucia N3 light machine that works on your pineal gland to give you a hypnagogic light experience. All right, we're going to explain that all to you to open up creativity, because you're probably going, you're using too many words, I don't know. All right, but I've tried it, it's awesome. I even had her at my birthday party giving everybody experiences. I said, don't tell anybody else what it is. So, okay, people hear me saying all these things. Just real quickly, because I want to get to what the light does, just explain how this light came about through the two Austria doctors.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. So it was invented by two doctors in Austria in the Alps named Dr. Dirk Prockel and Dr. Engelbert Winkler. And one is a neurologist and one is a psychologist. So they teamed together with also Carola Prockel and to invent this light, which is basically doing... Should I go into that right now?
Yeah, go right into it.
So
yes.
It's called the hypnagogic light experience, short for a neurostimulator, basically a white light, a strobing light, that when your eyes are closed, it produces deeply relaxing benefits as well as an artistic and visionary experience.
Now, it hits, and people may not know, because I didn't know where it was, the pineal gland. The pineal gland is in the center. Some people refer to it as the third eye.
Yeah.
Okay, but if, you know, you're not into these things and you don't know and you go, I don't have a third eye unless it's Halloween. What I'm saying is everybody has a third eye.
And you could just say your brain, right?
Right. Your brain, to make it simple, okay? But the pineal gland is responsible for creativity?
Well, I don't know. It's also a spiritual link. It's a lot of things,
Okay, so it's a lot of things. Just trust me. It hits that pineal gland. You shut your eyes and explain the experience to them.
Sure. So while your eyes are closed, within minutes, a matter of moments, you'll start to maybe see the common perception is kaleidoscopic effects, a lot of colors, color fields, patterns. And some people have spiritual experiences right away. That's reported benefits, but some people feel it different energies in their body. So the light is an alignment tool for what you need, and it's very much inspiring.
Okay, I got to tell you, the first time I did it, because you have two offices, mm-hmm. one in Manhattan at the Alchemist Kitchen.
Yeah, and that may be changing, but either way, I do events, and I also am located at Rise Above consistently in Westchester, a flotation center.
Which is in Mount Kisco.
Yes.
And that's at 111 East Main mm-hmm. Street. And that's how I found out
Micah.
Owns, mm-hmm. Micah, sorry. I was
okay.
Saying wrong. Okay. You know, that's the one thing I'm not going to get straight. People could smack me. I don't know why. You know, it's just like, Capo, get the name straight.
You're good.
But so the thing is, he told me about this, and I'm like, well, what do you mean this light? And literally, Marina put me in a room. Mm-hmm. I mean, not by myself. Obviously, she was there with the computer. I laid down, or you could sit up, mm-hmm. and there was a light. It would look like a strobe light, but you cannot duplicate this with, like, your iPhone or anything like that.
No.
And she gave me different choices of music that I could use. She said, do you want healing music? Do you want rock and roll? What kind of music do you want? And then she said that we're going to go to three different levels, correct?
Sure.
So you go to slow, what do you want to call them? Slow.
It's a progression of light frequencies, and the person gets to pick what they feel works
most
for that day.
At.
Exactly. So gentle, medium, and stronger.
And then you monitor.
Yep.
Like, by
I'm facilitating, and I can design the session based
as
on
it's
some.
Going
yes,
along.
Exactly.
Like if she sees like you're in a whatever, you know, your face is like contorting, she'll go, oh, maybe not that
right.
one, and she'll switch it around.
Right.
But I got to tell you, the first experience I had was so awesome because I didn't know what to experience. So I'm closing my eyes, and all of a sudden I start seeing, you know, all different colors, blue, purples, yellow, and then I see Mother Mary, mm-hmm. then I see a little fetus, then I see a pyramid coming out of where, and then I keep seeing this deep, deep, deep purple light going by, and so I said to her, oh, I know every time you changed it, because I saw deep purple, and she was like,
it's just white light. The whole time, it's just white light.
And I'm like, how is that possible? My brain, she said, it's your brain. It was so relaxing.
So it's a neuro-art experience, yeah. And some people believe that it's DMT naturally stored in our body that is released, that in the part of the brain that Fran was saying, the pineal gland, that the DMT is certain near-death experiences or certain... DMT is a natural chemical that we have in our body. We don't need to go into that, but some people also know it from the synthetic form and drug form. So the psychedelic effect we can have through different experiences in real life, such as childbirth, extreme scenarios, near-death experiences.
And this is what's great about it. You can get those experiences. You don't have
naturally.
To do some stupid drug or
whatever. Yeah, I'm not promoting that.
Exactly. Nobody's promoting that. Yeah. And so you're just getting almost like... as if you had meditated for years.
Yeah, EEGs have been linked, and research has proven that it does take you to that deep theta level, and that's the correlation there. Yeah.
Right, because
meditation.
That there's different levels of meditation where
and
you
some
start
see colors when they meditate if they're very evolved. I've met people, but it's no replacement for meditation.
No.
But it's just a tool to be present to the beauty that is and the consciousness reflected and the artistry of life.
And I got to tell you, each time you do it, because I've done it now 3 times, it's a different experience. And you don't know what to experience each time that you do it. Now, the benefits are it activates the imagination.
Mm-hmm. Deep relaxation. Some people feel it in their body. It's inspiring. Very much all those things.
And the last thing is, is it equivalent to going into REM or no?
So that's where the word hypnagogia comes from, because hypnagogia is a state right before sleep. So it's very deep. And that's the theta level as well. So joy is associated to that uplifting mood.
And for people who don't know what theta is, there's different levels when you
brain
go to
waves.
Sleep.
Mm-hmm. Alpha, theta, delta.
Alpha being the first when you're just drifting off, and then it goes to beta, and then you go down to theta, which is where you
a
get
lot
the
of
REM.
Reprogramming and beautiful things can happen in that state. Yeah.
And it really is such release. So if you're an artist, or if you just are stressed, or if you just want to see what it's like to have deep meditation, you know, why not go? I mean, it is such an awesome experience. You can do it for a half an hour. You can do it for an hour.
15 minutes, 1 hour
minutes,
is the typical.
Yep. She's flexible. Whatever you need. You only need 5 minutes. You need 10 minutes. What do you need? You go there. You say, I only want 10 minutes of relaxation. Although, who would say that? You would want a half an hour at least. But anyway, where can people find you
the best
to go?
Is the best, because I'm doing so many events and growing in popularity. The best is to go to my website, luminany.com, or you can email me directly, info@luminany.com.
And again, just so you know, if you're like me, it's Lumina, LUMINA, NY.com.
NY,
Lumina, NY, like for New York, LuminaNY.com. And you go there, you call, you speak to Marina, you say, I heard you on Fran's World, now I'd like to be relaxed, because Fran was too hyped. Okay, so.
She's great.
Anyway.
Thank you, Fran.
Thank you so much, and I hope everybody gets to experience it. Thank you so much,
for
tuning in. Thank you, Marina, for being on the show. I want to thank all my guests. We had Ken Kobayashi, Donna Drake. We had Rocky with the Horror House, the Haunted House. We had Denise with the Daily Drive, and Marina with the Lumina Light. This is Fran's World. Yay. We'll be back doing another show in December. And you could just check out my website, francapo.com. I always list where it is. Or just go to westchestertalkradio.com, and they'll be like, there's another Fran's World coming up. We should listen. So spread the word, and please put it on social media. Thank you all very much. And remember, create a good day. You're in charge of creating your own destiny. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jim. Yay. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.